There you are. Not the body, you. Let's talk. You made it to the last chapter. That's not nothing. That is, in fact, exactly the kind of stubbornness required. The sentence. Your version of it. When I lose the weight, when I'm more sorted. When the body is finally acceptable. When things calm down. When I feel ready. I need you to notice something about that sentence. It has the structure of a plan. It looks like self-awareness. It sounds like you are being responsible about readiness. It is a waiting room with better grammar. The criteria for readiness keep moving. They have always kept moving. They were never going to stop. The goalpost is structural. It is not going to stop. The full stop goes here. Not because anything changed. Not because Drama Dave has gone quiet or Silent Susan has updated her expression or the world has suddenly developed the capacity to see past the packaging. None of that has changed. What has changed is you. Three books, three questions. Begin, continue, be. Be is the hardest one. Beginning has adrenaline. Continuing has stubbornness. Being requires neither. Just the quiet, daily decision to show up as yourself fully without apology and to keep making that decision. The declaration is already in you. It has been in you since the first time someone looked at you and you thought, that is not me. You have been making it your entire life. You just didn't know that's what it was called. Say it. Soul first.